It's Christmas Eve. Today is Friday, December 24th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Myrna Brown. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, the final installment in our series on holiday cooking traditions.
Traditions, yes. We tend to turn tradition upside down. We're just not too much for ham or turkey and dressing around this time of year. Tonight, it's Christmas tacos, our favorite thing. Yeah, and winter weather does not keep me away from the grill. So, Myrna, today is our day to share.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in these Christmas tacos.
You love them.
Well, I think you're going to like what my family does for dessert, Nick. Two words, lemon meringue.
Can't get enough.
But listen, don't spoil your appetite. Dinner first.
You know, that's the thing about appetites, they always come back. So we're going to compress about an hour's worth of activities into less than 3 minutes. So together we head to the grocery store and gather up all our ingredients, everything we need. See, we're just into our empty nester phase, so my wife and I needed a new hobby, and we thought we would turn dinner into a big production. But for this recipe, let's see, we need some crunch, so radishes, some tangy flavor, that's tomatoes, for spicy sharpness and color,
scallions.
Chicken.
Of course, some chicken, sweet peppers, reds, yellows,
limes.
This is crucial for the tacos.
Thin skin.
The thinner the skin, the better the lime. That's how I pick them. Pay and go.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that's right. I'm walking around the store with headphones, with digital recorder, with microphone, and yeah, that's not weird. Not weird at all. All right, toss the stuff into the car. Hop in. Safety first. Let's roll. So back at the ranch, it is prep time. There's going to be lots of slicing and dicing and sizzling and tossing and flipping. And you do have to economize where you can, so we use these little frozen cubes of garlic.
That is fancy.
Recognize that voice, I'm guessing. That's my daughter, Kristen Flavin.
Hey.
She and her husband and baby are over here tonight. The tacos, you see, are a real draw. So she'll go to work on the scallions. The green tops we set aside for the Christmassy garnish. The white bottoms go in the black bean mash along with sour cream and lime. But first, yeah, I like gadgets.
Oh, wow.
Cool little can opener. I think the secret sauce for this dish is the tomato and radish salsa.
Hey, Nick, can you zest the lime?
Yes, I can. That'll go in the salsa,
please,
along with our red and white of the tomato and radish. You get the freshness of lime, but also that beautiful green zest. We'll make quick work of that. But it is time to light the grill.
So let me get my light on. It's, gets dark early around here. All right, so we'll let that get up to temperature.
While that's heating up, we do need to get those peppers softened, so we'll toss those around and let them simmer. I do the chicken in a heavy iron skillet. High heat.
550.
Real high.
550.
4 minutes aside. We'll let that rest. Then dice it up. Mix it with a chili paste. So now you have all the elements. Flour tortillas, the bean mash, the chicken, the peppers, the salsa, cotija cheese, some salt and pepper, and the green garnish, delicious now and decorated for Christmas.
We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Well, dig in, gang. I took a picture, so please do visit the website and have a look, WNG.org.
Thank you.
My husband Stanley grew up in the 70s. Now back then, Sundays after church in Tennessee were meant for sharing laughs and recipes.
There we go. We hear you now.
Today, members of the Brown clan are scattered all over the Southeast. But that's nothing a good Zoom connection and the promise of homemade lemon meringue pie can't overcome.
This is a recipe from my mother. The name of it is lemon icebox pie.
That's Stanley's sister, Darlene. She was 8 years old when their mother, Bertha May Brown, began teaching her how to make the classic dessert.
It was in her head. She didn't have it written down.
And now, that beloved family recipe lives on in Darlene, still wearing her Sunday best and gathering ingredients for her lemon meringue Zoom tutorial. Darlene is excited to share the family treasure with her two daughters, DeAndrea and Christy. Both live in Tennessee, about 30 minutes away from their mother. The family matriarch is also pleasantly surprised. Her three grandsons, Reinhold, KJ, and Conley, are within earshot. To round out the class, Stanley and I are ready in Alabama, along with our daughter Kelsey, listening and watching from her Georgia apartment. The afternoon begins with a chorus of food processors transforming vanilla wafer cookies into pie crusts with just one touch. Darlene reminds us it wasn't always this simple.
Remember, I was crushing these cookies by hand.
You were her food processor.
Oh, yeah, I was her food processor.
Right.
I was doing that by hand. It was almost like shelling peas.
Oh, wow.
After drizzling a little butter over the cookie crust, we all reach for our lemons, about three of them. But Darlene picks up an antique-looking glass saucer instead. It has a tiny handle on the side and an egg-shaped hump in the center.
Everybody looking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this juice was my mother's juicer.
As we slice, squeeze, and strain using our own juicers, the fresh aroma of citrus is deliriously overwhelming. Maybe a bit too much for Christy.
Could we buy the lemon juice instead of doing all of this?
Well, I guess if you're making it your own, if you follow my mother's recipe, you won't be buying lemon juice.
It's so many steps.
Our juicing produces about two-thirds of a cup of fresh lemon juice for the pie filling. But before Christy can rest her fatigued, lemon-squeezing arms, it's time to start cracking eggs and jokes.
The recipe just keeps getting more and more for work for us to do. We've hand-squeezed lemons. Now we got to separate some eggs?
You go out to the backyard and get you some fresh eggs from the hen house.
The egg whites, when beaten with a little sugar, produce the pie's fluffy, creamy, and sweet meringue. Then we take the egg yolks and combine them with the lemon juice and the condensed milk.
And my mom said that this milk costs too much money. I don't know how much it costs then, but we're going to get a spoon and make sure we get as much of it out of it.
Scraping the milk as we can.
The melodic sounds of spoons scraping the cans of milk sends Christy over the edge.
Okay, so can I just say something as this younger mom? I mean, so we've used a fork. Now we gotta use a spoon to get the condensed milk. All I'm seeing is dishes upon dishes upon dishes. Do you feel me? Look at the ladies. Everybody is shaking their head yes and laughing.
Even with the moments of comic relief, disguised as despair, we all get our pies in our 350-degree ovens. And as we wait for the meringue to brown, we get an even sweeter treat. A few last words from Bertha May's granddaughters.
We really enjoyed this experience. Reinhold said that the meringue looked like clouds.
Last year, I had reached out to my dad just like wanting to know more about like his childhood and like his experiences growing up and then learning more about my grandmother that I never met. So to know that I know how to make it, especially knowing how to make it for my dad in the event that he ever asked me to make it for him.
Kelsey, bring yours over again. Oh, yeah, I see the brown.
Nice.
I see it, yeah.
Nice.